The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hi there, and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. This is a weekly MoneyWeb show where we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers and entrepreneurs in the country's expansive property industry. South Africa's new Expropriation Act hit international headlines last week after US President Donald Trump weighed on the issue internationally or tweeted on it. I am sure you know his views on the matter, which are not new, interestingly enough. During his last term back in 2018, he also weighed in on the issue. But a lot has changed since then. And SA's expropriation bill, as you would know, has been debated for years. And the new act clearly is a watered-down version of what was initially envisaged by the ANC when it was tabled. Just after President Cyril Ramaphosa signed the act into law in January, we interviewed the SIPOA CEO, Neil Gopal, on the podcast, and that was from a commercial property perspective. Then an emboldened Trump on the world stage, and with SA-born Elon Musk having his ear, made that pronouncement last week. We all know what it was about. Now on the pod, we're looking at the Expropriation Act from the side of the residential property sector. We have the founder of one of the biggest real estate agencies in South Africa on the podcast now. His name is Samuel Seif and he's chairperson of Seif Property Group. He has also weighed in on the matter. Mr. Seif, a very warm welcome to the Property Pod.
Thank you, sir. Nice to be here.
After the whole Expropriation Act hitting the international headlines, as it were, there was a media statement from Seif Property Group, which attempted to calm somewhat the sensationalism around it. That word was, interestingly enough, mentioned in the press release from Seif's side, especially after the Trump tirade. Seif, and I quote here, said the Expropriation Act is no cause for concern to residential property. Do you firmly believe this and why?
Okay, thank you, Suren. So firstly, I think that what we have at the moment is the classical storm in a teacup position. If President Trump hadn't voiced his concerns on X and had been supported by Elon Musk, I think the bill would have been signed into practice. I think everybody would have looked at it. We've had several iterations of the bill since it was first produced in 2018. As you correctly said, these have watered down the concerns for property owners within South Africa. And so the bill came to be signed into law, and it's not bad. Yes, there are some concerns, but frankly, we're really following international trends. Expropriation is an absolute necessity for any government to be able to govern well and to be able to make sure that they can take land that is necessary for infrastructure, for building of hospitals, schools, ports, railways, whatever it is that will enhance the value for all South Africans. And obviously, the concern that arises out of the bill being signed is that, well, this does allow for expropriation without compensation. But that actually isn't the case. The new act says there are specific cases when compensation may not be paid. Our view is that the likelihood of those coming into place and causing a hardship for any property owner is absolutely minimal. And we see, in fact, this in a way, because any expropriation then potentially can be fought out in the courts as actually being advantageous to the property owners. So if President Trump hadn't weighed in, if Elon Musk hadn't given his comments, I think the bill would have been signed and moved off and we would be focusing on things on a normal daily basis.
Thanks for that. From my interview with the SIPOA CEO in Jan, while he wasn't entirely happy with the act and expressed somewhat similar comments to you, He said the bill had like 12 amendments over the years. So there's been progress on that front. As I mentioned, it is watered down. Interestingly enough, the EFF, who are very vocal, weren't happy the fact that it was so watered down. But what are your thoughts on the nil compensation part of the act? A little bit more insights and detail on that, just to reiterate what you said in that statement.
Okay, so the nil compensation is specifically confined to public interest. In other words, where government will expropriate land in what they term as public interest. And that is envisaged in four scenarios in section 12.3. One, where land is held solely for speculative appreciation without productive use or development intent. In other words, somebody has owned a piece of land for 50, 60 years and is not likely to do anything with it. State land, which is unused and unlikely needed for future core functions, abandoned land, and then where the market value of the land is less or equal to the state's investments in its acquisition and whatever improvement. So essentially, that which is going to apply for nil compensation is very limited and has to be in the public interest. And the point being here, Suren, is that if somebody is unhappy with the determination and saying you're expropriating my land for zero compensation or nil compensation, they have the right to go to the courts and ask the courts to arbitrate and make a final decision. And in these cases, if one, it's not in public interest, and two, the courts determine otherwise, compensation might be paid. So I think that we're not likely to see an environment where, you know, the government comes along and says, well, we need some apartments in Clifton that we want to expropriate and, you know, that's for our benefit or something. That's not in the public interest, and that won't happen. And if, in an unlikely event, it ever does, the owner of that land will get compensated and will get compensated market value.
Okay, turning to the side of the property market that CIIF plays in, the residential sector, you are pretty confident that the residential property sector won't be affected much. Is that your sentiment?
Very much so. And in fact, as I say, this is the storm in the teacup. If President Trump hadn't said something, we would have all got on our business and moved forward. Most of residential transactions taking place at the moment in South Africa, everybody has a real right to ownership. It's documented. It's in the transfer records, in the deeds office. And there hasn't to date been any expropriation of private land for zero compensation. And we don't see this having any additional impact or effect. And so for us, it's very much we're continuing business as usual.
What about other commentators from a South African perspective around sentiment? Does the situation not cause at least some uncertainty in the market, especially with potential international buyers of SA property maybe being a little bit more cautious?
Suren, I'm prepared to take you a quick 10 rand bet that when you phone me next month and ask about this, people have almost forgotten about it. It's an issue now. It's, as I say, been raised. It will pass and people will move on and on to focus. There's almost been nowhere in the whole of the African continent where expropriation has taken place without compensation. We think of Zimbabwe. There has been that instance where some of the farms were expropriated. And frankly, what happened was even as much as two or three decades later, compensation was in fact paid out to farmers. So whilst it's a hype, whilst it's a story and it's a sensation, and without wanting to repeat myself, but President Trump and Elon Musk have raised the level of awareness, within a month it will be forgotten and we will be back trading as normal. Even international buyers, when they explained, and many of them might look at it and say, okay, this is a concern, but when they come in and when the situation is clearly and properly explained to them, I don't see any impact. I know of a number of transactions that have taken place already to foreign buyers subsequent to the signing in of the Expropriation Act. So I don't see this being of any significant impairment to us selling property to foreigners.
Now, generally, we don't delve too much into politics on the Property Pod, but it is a political story in South Africa to some extent. You have the likes of AfriForum and others pushing the U.S. to call out South Africa more on expropriation and perhaps other issues around affirmative action and that sort of thing. But senior DA leaders initially were a bit concerned that the act was signed. Suddenly it surprised them, but they seem to have taken a step back and they've said, you know, they don't think that it will be an instance of land grabs. Similar sentiments that President Ramaphosa tried to inform the U.S. president about. Does this give you some confidence, especially from a GNU perspective, government largely speaking out on the issue from the same hymn sheet? It sounds surprising, but the GNU might be delivering more than we anticipated.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a positive. And I think that the initial response from the US has been, let's fire shots and let's see what response we get. And their firing shots has been not only in South Africa, it's been all around the world, Mexico and Canada, etc. And I think really the intention there for President Trump is to fire the shots and get people to come and sit around the table and talk to him so he can say, listen, this and this must happen, etc. And I think the same applies here. I think once the situation and the act has been clearly explained, I think the initial sentiments expressed by President Trump will change. I'm hopeful that President Ramaphosa and President Trump can sit down, discuss issues of mutual interest and beneficial impact on both countries, and whatever it needs to be agreed and decided upon can be done and move forward. I think that certainly the fact that opposition parties who are part of the Government of National Unity supporting the signing of the bill into an act should certainly stem any major cause for concern from the foreign side. And I just think it's not necessarily a good way, and not necessarily a smart way, perhaps intimidatory way of trying to bring South Africa to the table to discuss perhaps other elements that President Trump isn't exactly happy with in terms of what the government has done in the past.
Thanks for that. Let's end on somewhat of a positive note, because it's not just SIF and other players that are saying that they're not too worried about the Expropriation Act. With those checks and balances in place that you mentioned, the likes of Business Unity South Africa also express similar sentiments. How is the market doing from the business side of things? We had another interest rate cut in Jan. Trump might fuel an uptick in inflation globally, so there might not be interest rate cuts. There's a cautious note in the air, not just in South Africa, but globally. But clearly, we've had three straight cuts in a row, and that should help the market.
Yeah, that very much has so. So you've counted the two significant elements in terms of somebody wanting to invest in real estate. The one is sentiment, and the other is the actual cost of being able to purchase a property and pay the finance for it. So on the sentiment, I think we generally have done well in South Africa. The Government of National Unity has put an impetus into positivity. The lack of any problems with Eskom and load shedding has added value. And I think from that side, the confidence side and the sentiment has been positive. You're on to my second favorite hobby horse on the other, which is the interest rates. And whilst we've very happily received 0.25% interest rate drops from 11.75 down to 11% being the prime borrowing rate, to me, that's not significant enough. I think we should have had 0.5% interest rates with a view to ongoing interest rate cuts at the moment. Whilst inflation is 2.93% at the moment, I think that the biggest and the most significant factor for us all in the country is the growth of our GDP and the ability with that to be able to translate that into creation of jobs and offering many more jobs to the unemployed, bringing that unemployment rate down. So whilst I'm happy that the interest rates have come down, and we've certainly seen a stimulus in the market, particularly in the Gauteng region and the central South African region, I think that we could have had more, and I think we should have more. We have extremely high interest rates relative to inflation. I think there's a space to bring those interest rates down quite significantly. And my answer to, well, inflation might go up is, so what? Inflation may go up, but I would rather have an economy that was moving, a GDP that was increasing, unemployment that was decreasing, than worry about inflation being at 3%. And my view on that is that if we have an economy that's growing, people will come to invest, there will be money inflows that will negate a lower interest rate, and our exchange rate will improve itself. So yes, we've had cuts. Yes, the market has started moving again. I think there's a lot more to go. I think we're hoping that the interest rates will come down further, and that will further stimulate not only the property market, but the economy as a whole. And I think that could only be good for South Africa.
Before you go, which you talked about Gauteng, but which segments of the market do you expect to do well and pick up the different elements in residential property?
So I think that we've seen more investment into the middle to lower end of the market in the Gauteng region since the interest rates started coming down. I expect that trend to continue. And then equally, where we have seen very much a greater strength is in the Western Cape, in part of the country. And there, I think it's because of the infrastructure here is performing much better than around the rest of the country, and certainly the ability to make sure that the traffic lights are working, the potholes are fixed, that there's a focus on the crime and grime, etc., in the Western Cape has led to people being more confident and expressing a greater confidence in their outlook. And as a result, notwithstanding the semigration levels have decreased, I think people are still looking to make a move where they're seeing the infrastructure working. And that's an opportunity for us as South Africans because, you know, the problems can be fixed. They're man-made and can be man-fixed. And as a result, I'm relatively confident that with interest rates coming down, and I think they should, the property market is set for a good year this year.
We will have to leave it there. And I didn't take that bet with you, but if anything changes, I'll be sure to contact you, Samuel. Appreciate your time on the pod. That was Samuel Seif, chairperson of Seif Property Group.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.
MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.